Jewish. June 1965, to be more precise, that we answered God's call and Martin Luther King Jr.'s call to come and register people to vote. I want to thank each and every one of you for responding. I want to specifically thank the women who are here and those women who was white who dared to come. Because the untold story, white women, a part of the Scope Project, was the enemy. You could be nothing more than being a white woman in Alabama associated with black folks, particularly black men. And Pike County, we had this sort of attractive white woman from California, and she stayed with a black family. And the family was told if they didn't get her out of the house, they was going to bomb the house. And she was unable to do what she came to Alabama to do. So we had to put her on a train back to California simply because she was white. And a lot of you who went to jail and was white knew what that was like. You didn't have to just worry about the brutality. You had to worry about other issues. So I want to salute you for your courage and dedication. Briefly, my story. I was a 17-year-old country boy in Troy, Alabama. And I saw this young white dude talking to a black woman. And his body language said to me, there was no way that he could be from Troy. And God stopped my car and said, wait till the conversation is over. And I dared to approach him and say, are you? Y'all know what he wasn't, what that meant for me. But that was my entree. I lost my job. I lost my car. But none of that mattered, because we, all of us, was about freedom. And to suffer, that was just a part of what we signed up for. And so I welcome you here with all of your gray hair. It's wonderful that we are still here, that we have gray hair, that we can be a witness to what we did when we were young. We have a story to tell our children and our grandchildren that hadn't been told. And one of the reasons for getting us together is so that we can tell our story, not only to the future generation, but share our story with one another. Because we have a story that nobody else in this country can tell, because nobody else in this country experienced it like we experienced it. So we want to document your conversations here this weekend. So in closing, I just say welcome, have a good time, share with one another, and learn from each other. Now I would just like to call the stage. Before, I want to introduce another woman who's sitting over there in the red coat that some of us might know. Some of us call her mother, Mr. Grant Green. Go right there. That's the director's coat. And Gwen doesn't mind me telling her age. She is 90 and still fighting.
What?
So I would like to have the chairman of the board of SCLC to come up and say a few words. Right out like that. So this evening is about mingling and sharing with one another. And as you share, we're going to have an audio of the Freedom Singers. And Bernard Lafayette wrote one of the Freedom Songs.
Thank you so much for this opportunity to greet you and welcome some of you back to Atlanta and some back to the South. And so we want to say to you that we are just delighted to have you here. And this reunion is so much needed, and specifically at this time. And the work that you put into it, making a movement, you see some of the products that you have produced as a result of that. And some of those who are not here, I mean who are not here, not only in attendance, but who are not here, but made significant contributions. So, in addition to greeting you and welcoming you, I want to ask you, and I know everyone might not be inclined, but if you could start, well, maybe you get your grandchild, or grandchild if you have any, to start allowing you to just make some oral history remarks, specifically about those who are not here anymore. Because that story needs to be told also. And if you don't tell it, it won't be told. So in addition to telling your own story, share with us some of those who you know who were with you then who are no longer with us. I'm so concerned that those who made such significant contributions are no longer with us. And the more I go to memorials and the more I go to, in fact, I'm going to have to go tomorrow to service for Connie Tucker. And she was involved in helping to continue to organize the commemoration of the march from Selma to Montgomery. In fact, even this past March, she was involved. And years passed, but it's only a few weeks ago or so that she passed, and she's crossed her eternal bridge. So I won't be with you for some portion of tomorrow. But I want to again say this. We are so fortunate to have someone who cared enough, who sacrificed, put aside a lot of other agenda, and decided to put heart and soul into making this happen. And I smile because I know SNCC organizers and I know SCLC organizers. And when it's in you, nobody can take it out of you. Just give a round of applause to John Williams. Let's all stand up. Give it up. He made it happen when others did not believe it was possible. He gave up when others stepped down. He stepped up. And I watched it from the very beginning, and he is remarkable, and we just are so appreciative that he did this for us. That's what he did it for. He did it for us. So we have a chance to come together at least one more time. So my remarks are supposed to be brief, and I don't know why John expected me to be brief. He knew better than that. Okay. So, but I do want to stop at this point and say that we are so anxious to hear your stories. By the way, that's why you were invited to come. Yeah. So don't leave here, okay, without leaving something, all right, on record. And the reason we got the other folks to come and listen to your story, in case if you've forgotten some of the details. Okay. So don't tell your story alone. That's the point. Have somebody else who's with you, all right, listen to your story so you'll know what really happened. Okay. So with that, I want to thank you again for coming. And I think this is one of the most important meetings that has happened, okay, in recent times. And the issue, by the way, remember what you did to make the change that we are experiencing today. And yes, we are aware that things can go backwards. There was an end to the Reconstruction period. Guess what? We're on the brink of the end to another Reconstruction period. We've got to make the difference to make sure that that end won't come in our lifetime. Thank you.
Thanks, Brennan. I just have a housekeeping issue. Tomorrow evening, we was to go to the National Historical Site, and we was going to have a reception.
It was going to be Saturday.
I'm sorry. So that's what happened when you work night and day on Saturday. But one of the things Bernard was talking about, Willie Bolton was organizing this event. I called him last week. He said, I'm in the hospital. They about to take me down. And he, Bolton, was organizing that event and the food. So we won't have food on Saturday. So technically, we won't be having a reception. But for those people who want to go to the historical site, we can still go, and the Parks Department will give us tours of the area. So if you want to go, just sign up, and we'll make sure that we get you there. Okay? Thank you.